Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We have an hour to cram things into the Lake Show here tonight. News Talk 830 WCCO. The Twins, I don't know what Chris is doing with my mic. Hopefully I sound fine to you guys out there listening on The Good Neighbor. We have a bunch of stuff we'll do between now and 7, but I wanted to start with just an eerie feeling that I have about our freedom of speech, our ability to speak the way that we have for many, many years. Specifically in media, whether it's television and radio. Right now, it seems that things are being stifled somewhat. And I'm not talking about when you are out here and you are saying things and being anti-Semitic or being racist or being, you know, things like that. We're not talking about that because that's not acceptable to do. I am talking about when we are speaking to stories, having commentary, having opinions about things, and when people don't like what the opinion is, they say that they are going to make sure that they can do whatever it takes to rein in your opinion. And Stephen Colbert has come out now and talked about how the Late Show is going to be canceled. It's canceled. It's going to end in May of next year. Which I'm not going to sit here and say that I watch The Late Show every single evening. I'll get in and out on The Late Show because I am up late for the most part, right? I work evenings, but I'm a fan, right? I am a fan. To think that CBS and its parent company is going to cancel the most popular late show that's been a television institution because of Donald Trump. Let's just call it for what it is. It's unsettling, it's frightening, and it's unfortunate. And the announcement yesterday follows his criticism of the settlement between Trump and Paramount Global, which is the parent company of CBS, over that 60-minute story, right? It was like a $16 million settlement. Take a listen here to how Colbert, he kind of started his monologue earlier this week.
My parent corporation, Paramount, paid Donald Trump a $16 million settlement over his 60-minute lawsuit. As someone who has always been a proud employee of this network, I am offended. And I don't know if anything will ever repair my trust in this company. But just taking a stab at it, I'd say $16 million would help. This settlement.
So I am not sitting here saying that Paramount and CBS don't have a right to say, you know what, we're moving on from you. You kind of dissed us in front of the world. You made us look bad. We don't like that. That's fine. That's totally fine for them to do. That's their prerogative. Let's not say, though, that it's not a bad look. Let's not sit here and say that it doesn't look awkward. It doesn't look like they are being bullied by the president of the United States, who, by the way, yesterday has stated that he's going to sue, what was it, the Wall Street Journal or New York Times or something like that because of some stuff that they brought out about him and Jeffrey Epstein. It's just a never-ending story. But I would say this. These attacks on the media, I don't think it's going to end soon, but what establishments have to do is put their foot down and say, look, you may not like us as an institution. You may not like us for what we bring and how we report and the things that we have documented as factual. You may not like any of that, but we're going to stand our ground. We're going to be on the opposite side. We don't want you to view us as the enemy, but that's where we're at in America, is that everything is being viewed by some as fake news and as though you're the enemy.
This is kind of a different situation than I feel like the whole cancel culture or, you know, however we want to describe it. CBS, Paramount, and Skydance, like, they need Trump's approval for this merger. So they need to do what they can to make sure that they get this merger in place. It's kind of the same reason, because Comedy Central is also in the same situation. And there was a big kerfuffle with South Park, the creators, about just rights and content and, you know, moving on from Paramount. So I just feel like you're in a situation where Donald Trump knows he can kind of put his thumb on Paramount and Skydance just because he can. And he's got all of the control here, and they know it. And they can say that it's because of ratings. You look at the ratings were better than Jimmy Kimmel.
Off the charts.
Better than Seth Meyers. Like,
well, no, but they didn't say it was about the ratings.
They said it was a financial decision.
Yes.
Which essentially is
ratings. But
they
said it wasn't about, no, they in a statement, though, they said it was not about ratings, though.
They said it wasn't.
They said it was a financial decision.
Yeah. What would those financial be? Would it be Colbert's salary? Would it be like all of the, because you've had these expenses that have been going into the show for years. And you've got other, you know, other shows and other properties under that same entertainment umbrella that cost you more to produce than The Late Show. What's interesting to me is this is also, I'm going to keep an eye on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart,
yep,
Desi Leidig, you know, Jordan Klepper, Michael Costas, things like that. Because they are also, Comedy Central is one of those channels that is going to be affected by this merger. And we know ultimately that's where Stephen Colbert got his start. Jon Stewart's still on there.
But my whole point with this, and you can text the show, 651-461-9226, is that I don't want us to be what and become what we said that we're not. We talk down on the Russias and all these other countries and talk about how they stifle speech and how they oppress their citizens. And I feel like we're going down that road. And that's the scary part of all of this.
I'm going to put this into kind of its own thing because they need Trump's approval for a business merger. As far as I know, NBC and Universal, they don't need Trump's approval. As far as I know, ABC, Disney, they don't need Trump's approval on things. To me, this is much more about making sure that this merger is going to happen for the business side of it. And if they need to cut programming to placate the president, then they are going to do whatever they can to get them, you know, to get this deal across the finish line. What I think this does that's going to be very interesting, in my opinion, I told this to you before we went on the air. I think this gives Stephen Colbert the green light to just go off the rails for the next 10 months because he knows that the show's got an end date. So ultimately, I don't feel like anything with that show, it can be a little more extreme and go a little bit harder, which I don't know if I agree with it, but they can do that creatively.
And by the way, because there's a couple people that are texting in, one from the 651, do you really think that the network would knuckle under to somebody that's only going to be in office for a few more years if they're making money? They're getting rid of a seven-figure salary. That makes total sense. Yes. I think that they knuckle under, as evidenced by them giving $16 million when they didn't need to. Of course, they're knuckling under. And think of it like this. Why don't you just cut them today? Why are you going to give him a year?
Yeah, you're going to give him 10 months.
Come on now, people. Stop it. We've seen people kowtow to Donald Trump before. This is not anything new. Yes, I think that the network would knuckle under because based on what we have seen them do, and just like Chris has laid out in terms of for what they're trying to do long term, absolutely they would.
Yes.
Like we mentioned. It's not about them, the ratings with Colbert. It's not about that. Or necessarily them losing money on him. If you're talking about losing money, we're talking about Colbert. They're not losing money on Colbert.
No.
And yes, I agree that he is not like, well, hold on. From the 763, I think you're way off on this. Stephen Colbert was not like other late night hosts. He turned it into a political show. Do you think that Jimmy Kimmel talks politics at all?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Do you think that Jimmy Kimmel talks politics at all? And look, I understand that they're letting him finish up the contract. They don't have to if they don't want to.
No.
They can get out of it right now.
They
need to wake up.
That's how this works.
If they wanted to get him out today, they could.
And late night shows have always been political. And as the climate has gotten a little hotter, they have. And if you look at the ratings, the ratings show that he's better than Jimmy Kimmel, better than Seth Meyers, better than Taylor Tomlinson. Like, you look at all of the shows in that time slot, his ratings are fantastic. The ad inventory is selling. So the ad inventory is selling based on the viewership. You can charge a higher rate. They're doing fine with the money.
If you're trying to pitch it as anything other than them kowtowing to Donald Trump, I'm sorry, I don't know what to tell you. You need to wake up your damn self. 651-461-9226. We're back at it tonight. You're back at it tonight. The Minnesota Twins. And who are we facing? The Colorado Rockies. About damn time. We talk Twins next on The Lake Show. From the 612, Henry, I agree. This is CBS bowing to Trump and whatever, whoever is behind him. Trump is just a front for whatever is looming in this country's future. Terrifying. That's from Pat and Stacy. Also, from the 952, it's all about censorship of freedom of speech, NPR funding taken away today. It doesn't take much to figure out. And the from the 651, ratings have nothing to do with that. Kirk Cousins is one of the highest rated quarterbacks in the league, and the Vikings got rid of his contract. That might be the dumbest analogy that we've ever had on this show. Like, legitimately, you trying to use an analogy of Kirk Cousins getting a contract negotiation with the Vikings and going elsewhere to Atlanta with what we're talking about here is it's dumb. Like, that makes no sense. When we're talking about a team and we're talking about a salary cap and you're talking about how much money you're going to spend on defense versus other parts, like, come on now.
Well, no. How much of the salary cap was Stephen Colbert taking up? Okay, maybe his stage director, I mean, maybe there's some deferred money down the road that maybe the assistant props manager. Man. I mean, you got to understand, man, those audio technicians.
That was a dumb as a box of rocks take.
They ain't cheap.
Yeah. All right, let's talk Twins because I got to tell you. Tonight, Chris Paddock, I'm putting on the hot seat. And you may say, well, why are you going to put Chris Paddock on the hot seat? It's one game coming out of the All-Star break. Because I got good vibes right now. Twins played better in the series leading up to the All-Star break. You're facing the Colorado Rockies. So you know what we can't do? Come out of the All-Star break and not play well against the Colorado Rockies. The Colorado Rockies are terrible. Whoever you want to say using the word terrible, whether Stephen A. Smith, Charles Barkley, terrible. We should win this series. But tonight, Chris Paddock, I'm looking at you, Chris, because Chris, you need to set the tone coming out of the All-Star break. I could easily see the Twins crushing the Rockies tonight, or just go out and get a win. I don't need a particular, it's not like I'm betting on the Twins or anything like that. I just want to see a win. But my point in this is that he's the type of individual that could go out and it blow up in our faces tonight and the Twins end up starting on the other side of the All-Star break with a loss. That's not what I want to see. So, Chris, I believe that the Twins are going to play better in the second half. We got to get back to 500. When we get back to 500, then I'll feel much better about the team in the postseason. But, Chris, I want to see Chris pitch well tonight, and I want to see the Twins get off to a good start.
To quote the 90s rap group Criss Cross, warm it up, Chris. Well, you're about to. Warm it up, Chris, because that's what you were born to do. Here's the concern that I have with the Rockies at this point. They're 22-74. They are minus 253 in the run differential. We are looking at this and saying, you know what, you got to come out and you have to sweep Colorado. If you don't come out of this series, heaven forbid you don't win the series. I mean, I think there is going to be an immense amount of anxiety around Twins territory.
Yes.
Because you got the LA Dodgers and then you got the Nationals, last place team in the National League East. And then you got the Red Sox, who just had their 10-game winning streak snapped by a very good team in the Chicago Cubs. I don't want to put too much pressure. I'm a little, I don't want to say nervous, But I just
about tonight?
Yeah, because
I'm a little bit nervous about Chris Paddock.
Yeah, I feel like
because when we need him to step up and have a really good game, somehow, some way, he tends to struggle.
Yeah, and this game's in Coors Field too. Let's not underestimate that this is a road game for the Minnesota Twins. So there's going to be pressure on pitching staffs regardless. I think we're looking at it like, okay, Luke Kuechel starting a rehab assignment. Bailey Ober starting a rehab assignment. Zebby going to start a rehab assignment shortly. And then, you're still, Pablo Lopez is starting to ramp up playing catch. That's great. But I feel like right now we're looking at the Twins, at least I am, like, okay, you've kind of steadied the ship a little bit. You're 4 games out of the wild card, 2 games under 500. Last place team, worst team in baseball, one of the best teams in baseball, bad team. So you've got to come out and you've got to win 2 out of 3 next series. And I feel like if it doesn't get off to a good start, like on Monday, we're going to be talking about a team that there's going to be a lot of anxiety and question marks about whether or not they should be buyers or sellers.
And that's the reason why, well, first off, the Dodgers are what's next. We know what the Dodgers are. You got to win this Rocky series. You need to feel good about this Rocky series. You need to go out, because you don't want to go to L.A., Chris, knowing that you lost the opening series here to start the second half, and then you got to go to L.A., because we never play well in Dodger Stadium against the Dodgers and Shohei and those guys.
Yeah, and I'm not even, I just want you to be competitive. And I don't want to feel like I've got this defeatist attitude against the Dodgers, because the Dodgers are not the world beaters that we thought they were going to be. I mean, everybody thought the Dodgers were going to,
the Dodgers are like that. The Dodgers are going to be, they're going to be, they're World Series contenders.
They are.
They didn't play well in the first half. According to what we expect them to be, they're going to come out here in the second half of the season like gangbusters. I guarantee you.
That remains to be seen.
Okay.
But they went on a 6-game losing streak.
Yep.
They've lost 7 out of their last 10. I mean, they've got enough talent that they can turn it around. They can hit that button and they can just go. Like, there are a few teams in Major League Baseball that can hit that gas pedal, just put it down and go, just bing bang, just like that. The Dodgers are one of those teams. So you have to have some sort of positive momentum going into that series against the Dodgers, because that's the measuring stick. Like, you need to see how good you are. And I think you play well in Colorado, you continue to build off of that momentum of winning 3 consecutive series going into the All-Star break. You win the series against the Rockies, you go into the Dodgers. The Dodgers will tell you exactly where you are. And that's my opinion. And then you got the series against the Nationals to kind of write it. And then you get into the Red Sox, and then we go, because we're hitting the deadline at that time.
Yep. 651-461-9226. We love the text, whether you love the show or not. Shout out to Robert out there in White Bear Lake. We appreciate you, man. We truly do appreciate that you listen to the show. Sorry for no more texting. I'm really not sorry. But coming up next, there's, it's been talked about for a long, long time. Separation of church and state. And that continues to and should be a thing. But we're living in different times now, and agendas are being pushed, and we have to, at least in this particular time, push back on certain people's agendas. We get to that next year on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm not a fan of forcing one's religious beliefs on others. It's not how it is. I don't want to force my religious beliefs on somebody. I don't want people trying to force their beliefs on me. And I don't care what your faith is. I really don't. And I think it's unacceptable that in 2025, this is where we're at. It's unacceptable to do, and I don't care what your religious background is. If you're, you know, Muslim, if you're Jewish, if you're Christian, like, just don't do it. You don't do it. And specifically, we should not be doing any of this in public school settings. And so Texas recently, they're going to require all public school classrooms to display the Ten Commandments under a new law that will make the state the nation's largest to attempt to impose such a mandate. Governor Greg Abbott, he's been on this for a while. He signed the bill. And it's going to, look, it's going to be challenged legally. We know that. From critics who consider it an unconstitutional violation of the separation of church and state. And it should be challenged. I just think that what you believe is what you believe. Leave that at your church.
Mm-hmm.
Leave it at your home. There's no need to bring all of that to the schools. And somebody, and this guy I'm a fan of, like I've been following him now for about a year or so, James Tallarico. He's a Texas State rep. He used to be a middle school teacher. He just gets it, right? Like he just gets it. And he is someone who his family, well-rooted in the church, right? Well-rooted in the church. He was on the Joe Rogan podcast, and he tells Joe Rogan why he's against Ten Commandments in classrooms.
Interesting to see a person who is a Christian who is not for the Ten Commandments
sure.
in schools.
Yeah.
And yeah. I think you made a very compelling argument.
Gotten that a lot. People who are like, you're in seminary, you're studying to become a minister. Why wouldn't you want the Ten Commandments in every classroom? So I recognize that it's kind of a weird position to be in. But I grew up in a tradition that cherished the separation of church and state, not just because it protects the church or protects democracy, but it is what allows this democracy to happen where we can all have different faith traditions and live together in peace. And so any attempt to erode that boundary, I feel like I have a special obligation to speak out against it. And so I told my colleagues that I thought the bill was unconstitutional, I thought the bill was un-American, but I went one step further and I said I thought the bill was un-Christian, which again, probably sounds weird to people. But in all of Jesus' teachings, he's always focused on the outsider, the outcast, the person who's left out or the person who's different. And so as a Christian, I think my concern is for the Muslim kid and the Jewish kid, the Hindu kid, the atheist kid who's sitting in a classroom who now has a poster on the wall forced by the government that says, you know, your religion is inferior or you're not welcome here. And I just think if Jesus saw that. He would weep for those students, demand that we love them as ourselves. And so that's why I kind of spoke out against the bill on theological grounds, not just constitutional grounds. Every teacher is going to have to put up the Ten Commandments in their classroom against their wills, even if they don't want to. Again, speaking as a Christian, if we have to force people to put up a poster, to me that means that we have a dead religion, a religion that no longer moves people, a religion that no longer speaks to people's hearts. If we have to prove our legitimacy by micromanaging what teachers put up in their classroom, I mean, that to me, that means we have a real crisis in our faith. We should be leading by example, not by mandate.
I agree with them 100%. We should not be doing this. This is really unacceptable. And look, this is coming from somebody that I am a believer, right? When I first got started and got my own show in this business, I did a show for, almost 6 years with a co-host that doesn't believe, right? They are, you can go ahead and call them an atheist. Like that's, and they have every right to be that, right? I wasn't going to force my opinions on them that may be involved and have some religion surrounding it on them. That's just, we're this different points of view, different viewpoints and opinions. In a classroom, to me, it's 100 times worse. Why are we even attempting to do this? Be who you are and root it in your faith. If a Jewish person is rooted in their faith, if a Muslim, if a person of Islam, a Muslim is rooted in their faith, let that person be who they are. Christian, it's no different. I don't like this, and I think it's dangerous.
I feel like it's devaluing individuality because every kid, every individual is their unique self. You may look like somebody else, you may speak like somebody else, but you may not have the same core belief system and the same religious values as somebody else. And I grew up in a Lutheran household, like went to church every single Sunday, went to Sunday school, went to confirmation, went through all of that. And as I've gotten older, I see more of this performative religion. And it's more, to me, this is a dog and pony show. This is a lot of, we are going to show you that we are morally superior because we are a religion that is going to put up the Ten Commandments. Well, that's great. But to me, it rings hollow if you're not going to follow them. And it's that whole separation of church and state. It's a separation of church and state unless you agree with us. It's a conditional separation of church and state. And to me, it looks like it's nothing more than we are going to put this in front of you. We want to show you how morally superior we are. Look at what we're doing. We're bringing God back into the schools.
We should not be forcing the Ten Commandments on anyone.
No, we should. And again, you come from a Christian background. I come from a Christian background. I have no issues with those that are Muslim, that are Hindu, that are Jewish, that are atheist. I have no problem with their belief system because it doesn't infringe on me. Ultimately, you know, isn't one of the commandments...
Why can't you just have the Ten Commandments posted in your home?
Yeah. Isn't one of the commandments love thy neighbor as thyself? I mean, you know, isn't that something that we should do? And I feel like that's one of them that's very much lacking in today's day and age. Again, stop with the dog and pony nonsense, the performative, you know, fake morality police, and just actually live the life and the scripture instead of trying to sit here and show us with some posting it that we're better than you are. Put it, you can put up the cross with Jesus on it. You can wear a cross. None of it matters unless you're actually acting and following the scripture.
Yeah. Hey, I should get, before we wrap it up and get to headlines, and maybe we'll talk some Twins real quickly before we wrap up the show, a little bit more Twins, just for clarification purposes, because I don't think that people understand how the text line works when you text and then eventually you get blocked, just so you're aware. This is the public service announcement part of the show, is that when you get blocked from you know, texting, because Chad Hartman every now and then will talk about block, whatever. You're not just blocked from that show. Like, you're blocked from the station. Like, you don't get to interact with any of the other shows. And you're not going to get, like, a note that says you're blocked. You're just blocked, and we won't see you anymore. And it's like, bye-bye, we'll talk to you later.
We're ghosting
you. We're not going to. So, you know, you can try till you're blue in the face, but we just won't see you anymore. It's almost like, that's why, like, you know, when you do the blocked or the mute button on Twitter and all that stuff, mm-hmm. whatever, and, like, to me, the most effective thing on Twitter is the mute. Because the mute doesn't say that you're blocked. It's just you could be tweeting.
You're screaming into the void.
Yes, you're screaming into the void. That's why I think the mute is the best thing ever on Twitter. Because if you block somebody, at least they'll see the thing that says that they're blocked. With yeah. our text line, they're blocked, but they just don't know that they're blocked.
Well, that's not very Christian of you to block people. Talking about being a Christian man, and listen, you should let people say whatever they want to you in any way they want to say it to you. You're a toilet. You should take all the crap. Come on.
Am I now an atheist?
You're now an atheist. You ain't no Christian. You blocking people, man. Ask for forgiveness. Forgive them, Henry Lake, for they know not what they type.
My block hand is strong.
I haven't blocked anybody. How do you feel?
What am I doing right now?
Oh, no. I'm doing
the Dikembe finger wag, man. Baby.
I want to block somebody.
651-461.
And make me a bad Christian, too.
9226. We've got headlines. We got Twins baseball at the top of the hour. No. Jan from Greenwood, you know you haven't been blocked. Stop. Jan knows that we love her. We love everybody.
Maybe she hasn't been blocked
from
here.
Some people do get blocked, though. Jan hasn't been blocked. If Jan was blocked, we wouldn't see her text.
But never blocked Jan. Never blocked Jan.
Yeah. Real quickly, before we dive into headlines, Kenton Minnetonka asked the question, do schools still have the kids say the Pledge of Allegiance? I don't think so.
I don't, but
I don't know for a fact.
Yeah, I don't think they do, but I remember when I had to do it as a kid, like 8 o'clock every morning, we would get up and we would pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic, to which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. We would do it.
And if it does happen, is that a private school thing? Because we know that in the Texas thing, they're trying to force this on everybody in the public school system.
Yeah, I don't know. And, you know, my kid goes to public school. I'm going to ask her tonight. And, yeah, hopefully, Kent, I'll remind me on Monday, and I'll have an answer for you.
All right, let's get into headlines.
Yeah, let's get to it.
As we take you up to Twins baseball.
Yes, sir. Hey, a judge has spared prison for a man who was among several people firing guns they thought were unloaded in a Brooklyn Park home when his firearm went off and killed his best friend. 20-year-old Anwar Hussein Muhammad of Brooklyn Park was sentenced on Wednesday to a year in jail and had a 4-year term set aside after pleading guilty to second-degree manslaughter in connection to the death with Nabil Ahmed Omar on October 12th. Along with jail time, Judge Sarah Hundelstedt ordered Muhammad to complete 120 hours of community service that focuses on firearms safety. Investigators arrested Muhammad and another person after speaking with the witnesses. Muhammad was visibly shaking when police tried to interview him, but he declined to say anything at that point, and police collected a Glock 9mm gun from the scene. Analysis of the weapon determined if it fired a bullet found at the home. Muhammad's fingerprint was found on the gun. Just an awful story.
Yeah, this is just a very genuine question / commentary. Like, why would you ever play with a gun? There are a lot of different things in life that you play with. You play with a football. You play with a basketball. You play. Firearms are not anything to play with. Like, I don't understand that.
No, and these are adults too. I mean, these are not kids. And this is one of those situations that it's very unfortunate. No malicious intent. Like, there was no conflict. It's just a very, very sad, very sad situation. Hey, the controversy over President Donald Trump's handling of records from the Jeffrey Epstein investigation entered a new dimension last night. I don't know if you guys talked about this, Henry. His administration struggled to make good on their promises to release the details on the sex trafficking case. Well, Trump promised a lawsuit after the Wall Street Journal described a sexually suggestive letter that the newspaper bore Trump's name. It was included in a 2003 album for Epstein's 50th birthday. Trump denied writing the letter, calling it, quote, false, malicious, and defamatory. It came after Trump in recent days has berated as weakling supporters vying for more records from the Epstein probe after years of courting political support from those who have stoked claims of a cover-up in the case to protect wealthy plans of Epstein, who died by suicide in 2019, waiting trial of federal charges of trafficking of underage girls. Trump slammed the story in a lengthy social media post on Thursday night, saying he spoke to both the Wall Street Journal's owner, Rupert Murdoch, and its top editor, Emma Tucker, told them the letter was, quote, fake. Trump promised to sue the paper over the story, saying, quote, these are not my words, not the way I talk. Also, I don't draw pictures.
Well, remember he had made the comment about he doesn't use, there's certain words he doesn't use. He never used the word enigma or something like that, whatever.
Yeah.
But then they, of course, today, it's all over Twitter about him in a speech.
Saying the word enigma?
Oh.
I don't know, man.
What do you think is going to happen between him and Rupert?
I don't know, because I feel like Trump needs Fox News.
Did you see one of his former chiefs of staff or somebody said he's in the Epstein files? Did you see that note?
No.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday. Like, I don't know.
There's fire.
One of the things that he needs to stop doing, and he doesn't need to take advice from me, just keep going, bro, is why do you keep continuing to harp on things? All you're doing is drawing more attention to yourself. Yeah. I don't understand
it. And by the way, when they're talking about releasing the grand jury finding, the grand jury's already public. The grand jury testimony.
Mick Mulvaney, his former chief of staff claims the president is in the Epstein files and on a list of the child sex offenders associates. Wow.
I mean, it's just, and this is kind of, we could connect the dots years ago. And now it's, if you prey on children, you are an awful person, regardless of political affiliation.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
You know, it just, regardless. Hey, if you're a big fan of the Steve Miller Band,
okay.
Well, the Minnesota State Fair completed their 2025 grandstand lineup with Ja Rule and Nelly, but the Steve Miller Band canceled their planned grandstand gig because they said the extreme weather conditions make touring unpredictable and, quote, the risks are unacceptable. Now, the band released a statement that reads, "You make music with your instincts. You live your life by your instincts. Always trust your instincts." Okay, that's great. But they say the combination of extreme heat, unpredictable flooding, tornadoes, hurricanes, and massive forest fires make these risks for our audience, the band, and the crew unacceptable. You can blame it on the weather. The tour's canceled. The fair was notified of the cancellation on Wednesday night. They said they'll book another show for August 28th. But at this time, no additional information is available.
Well, that's a bummer for fans of the Steve Miller Band.
So basically, you're canceling a show in the future because there might be bad weather. So I guess
it just seems like they're exhausted. Yeah. I'm dead serious. It seems like it's deeper than that. It seems like they are just like, you know what, man, we've had a rough go of it here lately. That's what it seems like. I'm reading between the lines.
Yeah,
because I'm not going to cancel something that I have that's promised a couple months out because, oh, I don't know what the weather is going to be like on that day. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah.
I think there's more to the story.
I guess they're just they're not going to fly like an eagle, I guess.
A friend of mine, actually, they grabbed tickets for Nelly today.
Okay. Man, we're getting Nelly twice in like
a year.
In like 3 months.
Oh, yeah, because he did
the
Twins
was just
thing.
A Target Field. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So I guess abracadabra. There goes the Steve Miller Band. And finally, Peacock, streaming service by Comcast-owned NBC Universal, said yesterday they're going to raise prices by $3 this month and begin testing a new narrowed-down tier for their users.
Okay.
Awesome. I can't wait for this. Price for Peacock's ad-supported premium plan will increase to $10.99 per month, while the Premium Plus plan will now be priced at $16.99 per month starting July 23rd. Now, Peacock will begin testing what they call a select tier, targeting TV lovers featuring current seasons of shows at NBC and Bravo to an assortment of library titles priced at $7.99 a month. Price increase comes on top of an earlier $2 rise rolled out before the Olympic Games in Paris last year. So I guess if you want to watch Love Island USA, Wicked, or Nosferatu, then I guess you're going to have to pay a little bit more for it.
There's only so much that I can just go ahead and – I'm not rich. I'm not like you. I can't have every single app and every streaming platform.
You should, man. It's glorious.
I need to get paid the big bucks like you. Seriously. I can't do Paramount Plus. I can't do Peacock. I don't have Peacock. You got Peacock, right?
I got Peacock.
Yeah. Are you going to pay the extra $3?
Probably.
Yeah, probably. See,
yeah, I'm rich.
I can't do that, man.
But no, I'm rich. I'm rich. I'm not going to say the rest of it, but you know what I mean.
Second half of the season starts now. Your Minnesota Twins in Colorado facing the Rockies. Chris Paddock, pregame coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.